Juan, it's going to be hard. It's not, you're not going to coast to a title. You're not going to coast to a title. And so I'm thinking, short term, can they win one more? Can they win one more? And then long term. I think long term, they're in a little bit of trouble. And here's what I mean by that. Not that they're going to fall off the face of the earth, because they're not. But here's the thing that worries me most. And I remember saying this a couple years ago. It made the Warriors unique. All right. The top six players, the best six players on the Golden State Warriors. Okay. All right. The big four, Livingston and Iguodala. Here's what I was thinking last night as I was watching that game. None of them are getting better. None of those six players are getting better. They're either in their prime or they're getting worse. And I don't know that any of them can get back to when they were at their best. And so if they can't get back to when they were at their best, yeah, they might be able to hold on this year. They might be able to do it. But can we all agree that this is probably it? That this year's probably it for the Warriors?
I don't want to say that.
I got to tell you, I mean, this team's going to have trouble winning it this year. I can't imagine they could win it next year if they bring the same team back.
Okay, there you go. Because that's what I was going to say. Joey Lightyears and Myers, they see what we see. And right now, there's no reason to think you can win it again with this same group. You know, the fact that we haven't seen DeMarcus Cousins is a big deal. I don't care if you're pessimistic and say we don't know what we're going to get from him. He can never be who he was. But last night, forget who they were playing. They were playing themselves. They missed their first 9 of 10 free throws. I saw Steph looking perplexed. Klay Thompson, offensive foul, after missing 3 of his shots. There were rats in that arena. Rats on the table all around, Steiny. Draymond, this is a thing now to where they're not playing him. It's a thing, and it's bothering him, and I think it's bothering the team. And let me sign this letter by saying the fact that the Warriors don't have a big man may be the death of the 18-19 Warriors. Nurkic again killed the Warriors, and I don't see it stopping. And right now, Steiny, Kevin Durant, the savant, he had a good shot, couldn't hit it for game winner. Does it end? They wanted that game.
I don't know when it ends.
Portland shot 36% in a game and won. Turned the ball over 4 straight times in OT and won. Steph Curry.
You know, I heard a little sound with Klay Thompson the other day where somebody asked him about a shooting slump. And you rarely see Klay get annoyed, but he was annoyed. And unfortunately, it kind of got glossed over, but somebody said something about Klay's shooting slump, and he said, "What's our record? Are we still in first place?" And the guy, the reporter, I don't know who it was, said, "Yeah, you're still in first place." And Klay said, "Exactly." And then it went away. There was another question. I would have said to Klay, you didn't address your shooting slump. Klay Thompson is shooting 33% from three-point range. That's 11 percentage points lower than last year. 11. He shot 44% from three-point range last year. He's shooting 33. That is a drastic fall-off for somebody who shoots the ball as much as him. So I don't know if he's going to come out of it or not. But I got news for you. Klay Thompson is in a shooting slump, and it's almost now halfway through the season.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, I thought DeMarcus Cousins was going to be a luxury. He now has become a necessity. And Steiny,
and that's really
it's real.
Sad.
It's real.
I mean, that's really,
it's real though.
An
what else do you have if you're getting beat on the interior night in, night out? Dude, they just got embarrassed by the Lakers without LeBron on Christmas, and you follow up a game to the Blazers and lose when you had the game in hand and your star player, what was that pass? What was Steph doing? I never questioned Steph.
Why not? See, that's the problem. Nobody ever questions Steph. Why? Why is everybody afraid to question Steph? He stunk last night.
You're talking about
MVP. What happens when Curry plays a game like last night? Does he get docked like he should? Or it's just nobody thinks about that game?
It's an anomaly.
Okay. So in other words, you don't hold it against him.
Right.
Okay. Well, then he's going to win the MVP if you don't hold his bad games against
him. They got bigger problems. I don't know. Klay
bigger problems than the 7 turnovers by Curry and one with 5 seconds to go?
Ah, there you go. They shot 13 of 44 from 3. The bench is Claude Rains, the original visible man. They're getting nothing. So if I tell you the bench has peaked, it's peaked. McKinney?
You know, it's funny. The 408 says, we lost West, Pachulia, and McGee. Okay, you're right. The Warriors have lost those three guys. But let's face it, you all hated Pachulia last year. You couldn't stand him. You thought he stunk.
Yeah.
You wondered why he was even starting. So don't put Pachulia in there. Nobody even liked Pachulia.
You never know what you have until it's gone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stani, I don't care who plays the Warriors. I just don't feel like they're going to they used to be lethal, an explosion. I believe now it's just going to be a close game. They're lost. Somebody needs to turn over a spread. I'm waiting on, by tomorrow, when we do Warriors Live, they got a game in Portland. My big prediction, there'll be a players-only meeting. That, mark it down. You like that?
Not really. I mean, I don't like it. I don't dislike it.
Right.
It's just something that you said.
But they need one.
It is
somebody
based not
needs
in
to
rea-
do something.
Why?
This is not
they're
okay.
They're second place.
It ain't
what
about
are you talking
that.
About?
They said
that's what
standards.
Everybody says. That's what everybody says.
And can I come down Kevin Durant's lane for not driving to the rack? So if you miss, you get a foul call? Like Jordan and all the greats, you go to the rack. You don't settle for a fadeaway jumper that you missed. That's what you did in OKC to prevent it from you and Russell from
he's
winning.
He's the best player on your team,
I'll
and you're going to question?
That all day. Steph Curry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean
the guy
that turned it over with 5 seconds to go? That was a bad turnover.
Why didn't he just hold on to it? They were going to foul him. They're thinking about stuff. The wrong stuff. Is that New Kids on the Block? Oh, the right stuff.
Listen,
but here it is, Donnie. This is real. This ain't about first place.
Here's the bottom line. I was thinking of this as I was watching this game. This is what the decline looks like. This is the decline of the Warriors. It flat out is the decline
I've
of the Warriors.
I've argued that forever to you, and now I think, is that what I'm watching?
Yes.
That I can't explain?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I'm not saying that they can't win it this year, but they're declining. And the reason they're declining is because all their important players have peaked or are on the downside. I hate to say it, but it's true. This team, this core of Curry, Draymond, and Klay, they've been together 7, 8 years. 7 or 8 years they've been together. That's a long time.
Okay, so...
That's a long time.
Devil's advocate. What if I said their plan of attack has gotten stale? That they need to reinvent themselves. What if I told you that?
So the team that started a new trend now has to reinvent them. What can they do? How can they reinvent themselves with the personnel they have?
Run more pick and roll with KD and Steph?
So what? So what? I mean, you really think it's scheme? I don't.
That's what's scary. That's the part that bothers me. Admit, the benches. This is one of the worst.
You said the bench was great 2 weeks ago.
Well, a month ago, I said it.
I said the bench is not very good. Maybe they'll reach them, maybe they'll match on McCaw. 650 says, F you guys. Keep beating the same drum. They're saying that last year the Warriors are done. I never said the Warriors are done last year. Didn't say the Warriors are done this year, 650. Let's get in the game. Let's get in the game, 650. 650, tell me why you're not worried.
We have standards that the Warriors have set. That's all I'm saying, and they're not living up to them right now. Bottom line.
888-957-9570. By the way, you match on Patrick McCaw, 2 years, $6 million. It's going to cost you over $11 million because of the luxury tax. What do you do with Patrick McCaw? What do you do with the Golden State Warriors?
Line Mets and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz, have some courage of your convictions and say Dubs are not favorites to win it. Don't say it. Say every time, I'm not saying they can't win it. Don't speak from both sides of your mouth. Steiny, what are you saying? What is your answer analysis? All you ever do is give ambiguous or wishy-washy statements that could go either way. So you're never wrong. What is some kind of solid answer? Well, it's because I'm not a hot take guy. I'm an observation guy. And I'm saying the Warriors are in decline. Will they win it this year? Maybe. They might. But you can't keep going forward with this core. They're all at their peak or on the downside. So what do you do? So what do you do if you're the Warriors? I don't think you really do anything.
Well, you're handcuffed. You need to find out if KD's going to leave you.
Exactly. So it's like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. You ride out this year. You hope you can hold on and win it, which you might. Although one injury now and trouble. But anyway, let's say you win it. Okay, well, what are you going to do in the offseason? Well, I guess you want to re-sign Durant for 5 years, right? I guess. If Durant says sign me for 5 years, you got to sign him, right? And if Clay says give me the max, I'll be back for all of it. You have to do that too, right? And then what? Is that good? Is that all good enough?
See, we don't know if Myers and Joey Lightyears are thinking like that, especially with what they're seeing from Clay now. Steiny, something's going on inside their domes. And when I talk about domes, they're treating Draymond Green like Tony Allen. You can't win. The Warriors essentially are playing 3-on-5 right now. Or 2-on-5. They're getting nothing from Looney. The center position is Steph and KD. 2-on-5 right now. And then what about, and I love you, Clay, love a haircut. What about him saying, who can tell me how to, how about Steph Curry? You go to him and ask him, does he see anything with your shot? What was that about?
I don't know.
You got two of the greatest shooters and you say, wow, maybe I'm off with that. Hey, Steph, can you see anything?
Manuel, Dublin. What's up, Manuel? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning, guys. And always enjoy the show, man. Like I said, you guys blow away the station on the other dial, man. It's always, I listen to you guys every day now. Hey, well, I have been for a while. Excuse me. Something that I want to steal from Tim Roy. He said that Clay's numbers, NBA player, the numbers kind of tell who they are. I mean, I think you guys were talking about the other day. He was a 24 averaging 24 points per game at his peak, and now he's like to get a 21 somewhere around there. So I think he's going to be fine. I think last night Fitzgerald kept saying, if we get 11 threes, we win the game. If we hit 11 threes, we should have because
I did hear that.
You know, we got a bad turnover. And we were 13 for 44. I did steal it off ESPN.com. Got to give him a little plug. You know, I'm not my hand's close to the panic button, but I'm still thinking to see what Cuz does when Cuz gets over here. I'm excited. The games are kind of up and down, kind of like a movie you watch. You kind of wait for the ending. You already kind of want to see the ending. They hurry up to the ending and it disappoints you. So I'm excited, but I want one thing on McCaw. I see McCaw a couple of years ago coming out of the summer league. He came out in his uniform. He got his sister and maybe his mom with them walking, got an autograph from him. Really cool dude. But I think we're going to have to say goodbye to him, man. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call. 408. How can you say Pachulia was not important? I never said Pachulia was not important.
People did.
I said when Pachulia was a Warrior, everybody said he stunk. That's what I said.
He can't finish. It takes too long for him to get a shot.
408 says, I know this is a bit of a stretch, but Clay is reminding me of Harrison Barnes right now. He's in a major slump, and maybe this is just who he is.
Yeah, but this is still the regular season. I'm going to tell you this. Don't give me that diddly squat about this team didn't care or they're half-assing. They were trying to win that game. Kerr was coaching like they wanted to win that game. I saw emotions from the Warriors. And I'm going to tell you this too, Stoddy. They had no business in OT. Portland gave them that game, gift-wrapped it to them, and they still couldn't take it. That's what's this team. I don't recognize them.
Kevin and Vallejo. What's up, Kevin?
Happy New Year. Hope the holidays have treated you both well, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You know, we all know that the beginning of the NBA season doesn't start until Christmas Day. So for that, I'm not too much worried. I'm actually more worried about the coaching adjustments that need to be made. We all know that they're attacking Draymond when he plays as center, and then we also know they attack him on the offensive side of the ball when he just by letting him shoot the ball. So honestly, I'm not worried. I think Klay will find his shot. I'm just worried more about the adjustments from Coach Kerr and Ron Adams. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Kerr getting a little bit now of scrutiny.
I mean, who's off limits right now? He's the captain of the ship.
Well, Steph's off limits because he's Steph, right?
13 of 44 from three.
What percentage is that?
29. Hmm. Portland shot 36% from the field and won a game.
Can I tell you what bothers me?
I'm right here for you, man. To toil.
And this is, I get it. This is what I'm about to say is why some Warrior fans can't stand me. But I got to say it. Draymond Green, come on.
He got a technical.
Dude.
He should have been.
Draymond Green makes 1-3 from the corner, and I
thought you were going to the technical he got with the game in balance.
That's the other thing.
KD went up and gave him high five when you should have been like, dude, what are you doing?
I know. So he gets a technical late, and then he finally makes a three, and he goes and starts jawing at Terry Stotts. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I get it. Draymond's important, and he's a heart and soul, and he's emotional. You made a three. You finally made a three, and that's the way you're going to act? Come on.
So you're saying that was basketball karma of how the game ended? You can't get the technical, Steiny. You can't
get
that tech. And KD gives him dap.
That's because he's afraid of him. Everybody's afraid of Draymond.
I don't know him. I know his barber, Brownie Bruins, but he can't be getting good sleep at night.
Who?
Draymond. This has to be killing him. And the more you ever been in a fight or supposed to be fight and you're talking, bumping your gums, but deep down you're like, oh my God, I'm petrified. That's what I'm getting from Klay. Just let your actions get you out of the slump. Don't talk about nobody can tell you about shooting. And then Draymond, Otis, and MFs are going to start falling. Guess what? They're not. And this team's playing 2-on-5 right now, and there's nothing on the bench. The loaf of bread is empty. You're running out of slices.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to do play of the game. And here are two texts coming in simultaneously. And this is terrific. Stop hating on Draymond. That's the way he gets himself fired up. That's who he is. Wow. Let him be. And the 408 right above it. You're on to something with this Draymond stuff, Steinmetz.
He ain't getting defensive player of the year.
No, he's not. No, he's not. So here's the other thing that I was reading today. So everybody, we'll pay everybody. Do you know the Warriors' luxury tax bill right now?
Give it to me.
$90 million. That's Joe Lacob just throwing $90 million away.
But you're the boss, though. You're the top dog.
If they sign Durant, if they sign Klay, if they re-sign Draymond, you know what the luxury tax bill is going to be? Over $200 million. That's a penalty.
He's got it.
No, he doesn't.
What do you mean, no, he doesn't? Nobody's
going to give. Nobody's going to give away $200 million.
So what are you telling me?
I'm telling you.
And Dre, one has got to go?
Yes. Absolutely. And I think Dre knows it's him.
My boss always told me back in the day, the cost of doing business, he'll pay that to be on top.
Okay.
Ask the Atlanta Hawks when they pay Durant to be on top.
Let me tell you something. You pay Kevin Durant.
All right.
You pay Klay Thompson.
Okay. All right.
You come back next year and pay Draymond Green. You ain't going to be on top.
I didn't say that.
Period.
Somebody's going to be left out.
Yeah, it's going to be Draymond.
If he keeps playing like this, he wouldn't justify it.
Right. And then what? So they lose Draymond. They're not going to get better when they lose Draymond. No matter
how can they get better?
They're going to lose their best defensive player and their second best facilitator.
I don't have those plans, but the way he's playing, I'm telling you, that guy's out there that you could go get. Not a star.
Let's make it clear. You're saying you're open to getting rid of Draymond.
If he keeps playing like this, if you're telling me that the end of this season.
So would you trade him before the trading deadline this year?
No. Because we could still, we're going three-peat.
Let's go to John in San Francisco. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I don't think there's a problem with the Warriors. This has always been the Warriors. They're a jump shooting team, man. Jump shooting teams don't make baskets. They can't win games. And the problem is the rest of the NBA got better. Look at the game last night, man. When every time they got close, what did Portland do? They go to Nurkic. Hey, Nurkic, go. They don't have a big. Go big time for us. Go get a bucket. If not a bucket, they're gonna get a foul and you're going to free throw. They don't have that. They've never had that. And Bob Myers did not address the need, and instead he did a Trent Baalke. He signed a guy coming off a major injury. So what do you expect? And filled the roster with the league bench. I mean, I say, man, if they don't change, if there's a change in the horizon, they better do it. Because you're right, Matt. This might be the end. They might not even make it because a lot of these teams, dude. Out of all the teams in the NBA that I watch, they drive me nuts when they go to the basket. A layup for the Warriors is not a sure thing. It's like a crapshoot. When you see Kyrie go for a layup, I know it's going in. When I see Draymond or Clay go for a layup, I don't know if it's going in. It's like a crapshoot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, John. Wow. I tell you what I vehemently disagree with, this kind of text. $200 million, give or take, is pocket money to the owners. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. And it's not just $200 million. It's more than that, actually, because the teams that are not over the luxury tax get the money that is over the luxury tax. It's $200 million is not chump change. I don't care if they're moving into a new arena. If you can, listen, if you can run a business, all right, and have a payroll of $200 million, or you could run a business and have a payroll of $300 million, but it'll cost you an extra $200. In other words, why would you run a business at twice as much cost as not?
I don't expect him to, and he said it on here with Pop and Bonte.
Good.
The system is not designed to pay four. So we always knew it would be duck, duck, goose. I'm not trying to run anybody out of town. I don't even have that power. My point is the play is telling on itself on said player or players. Something's going on up top in the head, Steinie. And that's what I thought the Warriors were so mentally strong it couldn't penetrate. I'm watching. Steph's on the bench looking bewildered when Clay missed a free throw. I'm seeing air balls in Oracle by Warrior players. They need a team meeting. What you laughing at?
The idea of a team meeting. That's always funny to me.
What did I say, by tomorrow night?
The veteran team that can coach itself that Steve Kerr says, you guys coach? Yeah, they need a meeting. Okay. What are they going to do? You know, let me tell you what's going to happen at the team meeting. They're going to come down Draymond's road, and then it is all over. Oscar Fairfield. What's up, Oscar? How you doing, man?
I hear all this. It's like doom and gloom. And I'm not even having a drip of sweat in my forehead. All I know is what it comes down to me, we just need to get a center picked up and find a way to get it done. And then we'll be back in track. Because if you notice, right when we lost the center that was doing some work for us, we started going downhill, period. We've shown that in the past. We've shown that when we lost our championship, when we lost Bogut. I'm just telling you, we get a center, things will go back in track. I don't see why everybody's having a total fit like we're still in first place, if I'm correct. I don't know why we're freaking out so much.
Well, you're in second. I get the Nuggets got you right now, Oscar.
It's not about other teams. It's about the standard this team set. And right now they're playing substandard, Steinie.
It's because they're old.
Okay, come on. Who's old? Klay's in his prime.
They're all.
KD's in his prime.
Nobody's getting better. That's my theme. Nobody's getting better. Curry's peaked. Klay's peaked, Draymond's peaked, Durant's peaked, Iguodala's peaked, Livingston's peaked. Most teams that have sustainability have young players who are improving. Remember when we talked about Jordan Bell last year? Well, maybe he can be the new Draymond Green.
Right.
We won't have to re-sign Draymond. We'll be able to pay Jordan Bell. How's that working out?
It's not.
Thank you. Steinmetz, have you seen the projected revenues for the Chase Center? I don't care what the projected revenues are, because the revenues are $200 million less if you're in the luxury tax. It's like, I get it. Let's say they make $1 billion. Well, guess what? It's not $1 billion. It's $800 million. Oh, it's not a big deal? Okay. I guess it's not a big deal if it's your $200 million. Or if it's not your $200 million.
They're playing Draymond like Tony Allen, man. And that's a problem.
888-957-9570. Caller 4, play of the game last night.
Was there a play of the game?
Caller number 4, play of the game last night. 888-957-9570. Lee in Santa Clara. What's up, Lee?
Hey guys. I think the great overlooked story right now that explains where the Warriors are is the draft. So if you take a look at Jacob Evans this year, he's essentially useless. He doesn't even play. Okay, now you got Jordan Bell that you just mentioned from last year. Pretty much incurs doghouse, definitely not improving. You go back the previous year, you got Patrick McCaw. He's contributed nothing this year, obviously. You've also got Damian Jones in 2016. So the way that the Warriors were built, were getting three draft picks that totally outperformed their position, right? That was Curry, Klay, and Draymond. And that is 9, 7, and 6 years ago. Draymond was the last great draft pick, and that was in 2012. And I don't care whether you're an NFL team, Major League Baseball team trying to restock your minor league system, or an NBA team, it's always done through the draft. And if you take a look at the Celtics, the way that they have built themselves back up after falling apart was ripping off Brooklyn in that trade to get draft picks. Now, how did the Lakers get good? Well, they kind of stunk for about 5 or 6 years, and they got a lot of high first-round draft picks. So that's how teams replenish themselves. The problem with the past 4 or 5 drafts is the Warriors have been not really striking out, but they haven't been getting anybody that really makes a difference. And it's hard to do. So you're right, Steiny. These guys have peaked. Can they hang on enough to replenish the roster with a great free agent signing and to get good in the draft? Because that's what's going to take. Like, this year is a bridge year, the way that I look at it. They got to hang on to what they got. Hopefully they can sign a free agent, and then they got to get lucky in the next couple drafts to sustain the dynasty. Love to hear your thoughts.
I don't know how they can sign a free agent unless they retool the team, which maybe they will.
Oh, come on. You know, what we're watching and what we're talking about, reacting to what we see, there's no way. And I told you, I always look at Myers and Lakeup at the game. They're into it. They're watching their prized possession. Steiny, they know what's happening. They hear the engine knocking.
Okay.
The tranny leaking oil, fluid. They know what's happening. My point is, to his call, Draymond Green being the last great draft pick? Whoa. That's not good.
Looking at Curry's numbers.
He's not the problem, Steiny.
Did you not hear me say I'm looking at Curry's numbers, Curly?
All right.
Curly just said we got the play of the game on. Right. Play of the game. All right. I'll look at Curry's numbers in a minute. See, I can follow directions. David in Concord, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Play of the game. What do you got?
All right. I got a Steph Curry dish to a Klay Thompson backdoor layup.
All right, let's listen.
Now, here's the play of the game.
Here comes Curry crossing midcourt. Gets a screen. Takes a three for the tie. No good. Tipped out by Iguodala. Curry to Durant. Loads up right wing. Got it! We're tied! 19.1 to go! We're tied at 102!
This is when we usually give him the horn. Sorry about that.
Whoops. My bad.
All right. That's David in Concord. Call in Monday, 200. 200 bucks.
You were looking at Steph's numbers.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'll say it again.
Go ahead.
And if somebody wants to disagree with me, I'm all ears. I've said this before. Here's what I believe will not happen. Okay, this will not happen, okay. Guru.
I got my pen.
Kevin Durant re-signs in the offseason for whatever, $40 million plus. I'm saying these three things don't happen altogether. Okay, one or two might. Ain't no way all threes happen. You ready?
Yep.
They're not re-signing Durant to his $40-plus million over 4 or 5 years, then turning their attention to Klay Thompson and paying him $30-plus million over 4 or so years. Then next year, turning around and paying Draymond Green $30-plus million over 4 years. They're not doing that. They are not doing that. How do I know? I don't. But the tea leaves suggest there's no chance. And the reason is, Joe Lacob said, the system is not built for four players to be making that kind of money. He said that 2 years ago. All right? 2 years ago he said that. He's not going into a new building. Or no, this would be the second year. He's not going into the second year of the building having four guys on the payroll making $35 million or more.
Okay,
no.
I get you. And Draymond, I'm rooting for him. Steiny, but he's making it easy. He's making it easy with his play right now. He's not worth $30 million. Who would give him that money? You'd be a fool to right now as is. Hopefully this is just a blip on the radar. He'll get back to it. But teams, Steiny, when they think it's mental, they are not guarding him. And last night there was the score, there was the game, but then there were two games within the game. Klay Thompson, it's really starting to affect him. I was like, yeah, whatever. He'll get hot. He hits a three, starts laughing. I'm thinking, okay, he's out of it. And then, no. And then Draymond, Steiny, something's going on, and maybe people will be like, you'd be a fool to the owner to get Dre big money.
From the 415, if we win that game last night, nobody says anything. Dubs are fine. That's from Rocky. Oh, Rocky, but fine. No, in fact, I was saying second, third quarter. This isn't good. This isn't good. What it is, I don't know. What it is, I don't know. I think a lot of people have underestimated the grind.
Yeah, two starters slumping. That's what it is to me.
Right, because they're tired. They've done this too many times before, right? Can't run a marathon every 3 weeks. 888-957-9570. Warriors, trouble brewing or settle down, Steinmetz?
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Looking at some ages here of some Warrior players. Couple things I didn't realize. 29.
For the better or worse?
For the worse. Thompson.
The number one seed right now.
29. No, Denver's ahead of them, I think, now, aren't they?
Back-to-back champs.
Right, number two seed.
Right.
And there's teams, I think, in the East with better.
No, and you know, I think it's mental. That's what's bothering me. Steiny, people are acting like, come on, they're eighth or not in the playoffs.
They're 13-12 since their good start. That's 500. Curry's almost 31.
Yeah. He's not a big boy.
No, he's not.
So I don't see in this new NBA.
He's played 90 playoff games, which is a whole other season.
You say he's slowing down?
Yes. Yep.
I'm getting ripped because people are saying I'm not ripping Curry for last night's game.
Okay, do you want to rip Curry?
No, it was Draymond and Klay in the lack of bench scoring. That's what happened. And Iguodala had a bad game, 2-8.
No, okay. You mean Iguodala didn't follow up a great game with a great game? Jeez. Let's go to City Boy. He's optimistic. What's up, City Boy?
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, you guys are so funny. I have such a different viewpoint, man. I was watching the game last night. I thought Draymond played really well, for one thing. I mean, not only did he hit that corner three at the end, and, you know, it looked like the monkey was like a ton of bricks had been lifted off his shoulders, but he was rebounding. He was getting in the passing lanes. He was getting assists. You know, I saw him and Kevin Durant interacting on the sideline in time during timeouts. which was nice. You know, Steph had 7 turnovers, which was bad, but he also had 29, 5, and 7, you know. My son was all pissed off when that turnover happened, and, you know, I looked at him, I said, look, we're not in the game without Steph at the same time, you know. I mean, Clay was missing some really wide-open shots. I mean, I'm talking, do you remember that sequence when he missed a wide-open three? We get the offensive board, we swing it around the top and hit him in the corner for another wide-open. He was bricking. I mean, those things were so off. And I love Clay, but, you know, the thing is that when Clay's hitting his threes, it's such a momentum thing. Like, the Warriors are a momentum team, and they can absolutely avalanche on you with momentum. The problem is when Clay or somebody is missing those wide-open threes, it's like the momentum swings the other direction. It's deflating, you know. And I think we're close to righting the ship. And, you know, players get older, man. That's life, you know. But enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
It's fun, man. I'm enjoying it. And, hey, one last thing. Adversity builds character. I'm enjoying the adversity, and it makes, you know, the journey. You know, it's all about the journey, man. This is going to be good. When Cousins comes back, hey, we don't need an athletic Cousins. We need him to set screens. We need him to grab rebounds and start the break, you know. So I'm looking forward to the rest of this year. We're missing that guy to throw alley-oop dunks to. That's actually, you know, because those shooters suck in the defenders, and being able to throw it over to the top, I mean, that's something we're really missing. And anyway,
right.
I'm looking forward to the year, man, and happy new year to you guys.
Same to you, City Boy. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the year, too.
Hey, Curry's averaging 28.6 points, 45% from three. He's never been known for D. Where's the slippage?
He's missed a third of the season. That's the first thing. Secondly, he was shooting over 50, so the last six, 8 games, he hasn't shot well.
But and he's 28 concerns.
And you know what? 28 points a game, that's great. That's great. The teams are scoring 125.
What's your number one? Who's on your list first for the Warriors this year?
Just for what?
Worry. Like concern.
Draymond. Draymond's the biggest problem right
Clay
now.
Clay superseded Dre.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't want to have a contest about it.
Dre got cooked a few times, too. Curry did, too, by his brother. And Nurkic cooked Draymond. I'm seeing guys. I don't know if it's harder to defend Steiny because there's so many more possessions. But I don't see a lockdown defender on the Warriors right now. I just don't.
You think Dre's – I mean, here's the other thing I'm thinking about Draymond Green. He's in there – having to go up against Nurkic, you know he's getting pissed. You know he's getting mad because Nurkic is scoring off him, which makes Draymond mad.
No doubt.
And then Draymond's doubly mad because he's like, why am I even guarding this guy?
That's special.
Let's go to Louisiana Lightning. What's up, Louisiana Lightning?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey.
Happy holiday.
I got this. Happy holiday. What's up, Guru? I got this, man. Number one, the free throws could have won us the damn game. Let's get that out the way. And another thing is, I'm tired of this gimmick defense on Draymond, man. Like, we're the Golden State Warriors. No one should be left open like that. No one should have that much, like, room to shoot the ball, man. That's almost, like, disrespectful for other teams to be doing that. And I was actually happy to see, you know, Steve Kerr get all fired up. I thought Steve Kerr wasn't alive. He was just always been sitting in the chair. So I'm happy to see him get up. I'd like to see him break another clipboard this year, have him all fired up and whatnot. But I'm also talking to the caller saying that we need another big. That's obvious we need a big. But at the same time, we just need the shots to fall. All right, fellas, I'm out.
Thank you. Louisiana Lightning. Just get the shots to fall.
And he doesn't like – well, let me tell you something, Louisiana Lightning. When they play in Portland, who I don't believe will shoot 35% tomorrow night at home, Steiny – they're going to play Draymond the same way. The book is out.
Of course.
And
they're going to play him the same way no matter how many shots he makes.
But when did this start?
It's been starting.
I just hate he has to deal with the mental aspect of, damn, even if I make it, I'm wide. Something's off.
When did he get that technical foul?
Dude, they were down 5.
Green technical, 3:54 left. Draymond Green, technical foul.
I couldn't believe it. And
4 minutes to go in a 5-point game.
Yeah, I knew it. I looked at my son like, and then I saw Kevin Durant give him a high five. You're supposed to be ripping. Mike would have ripped whoever got that technical.
Let's go to Ken Richmond. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well.
I've seen a decline for the last few years when when Draymond's open, the guys are going to be open all the time. But Kerr, when he got rid of JaVale McGee, that hurt Draymond a lot. Well, we didn't re-sign him because we didn't give him minutes. And the other thing is we don't have a Vinny Johnson or Andrew Toney coming off the bench that's going to get 20 points. Iguodala is not that person anymore. And Draymond, it's a disrespect to basketball when you're wide open and you don't shoot. Just like Kevon Looney against the Lakers. He had a layup and he passed it out for a three-pointer. You have to shoot the ball down low.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
That did happen.
So Curry's almost 31.
All right.
Durant's 30. Draymond's almost 29. And Klay's 29.
What if I were to tell you?
Oh, my gosh.
What if I were to tell you?
We got some tough decisions. Okay. We got some tough decisions to make if we're the Warriors.
What if I told you Dre's body with the injury and the way that he plays might be 33, 34?
I would believe you. I would flat out believe you.
Would that explain what we're seeing from him?
Yes.
Dude, I would be PO'd if I'm him driving. Like, why do I got to guard these big SOBs? It's breaking me down.
Let's go to... You all right?
Son had a bad game last night, but yeah.
I bet he didn't have 7 turnovers.
4.
That's fine.
No, it ain't fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
How many assists?
None. They got beat by almost 50.
Really?
Yeah, he missed some bunnies.
It doesn't sound like he cost him the game.
Well, he didn't.
Well, that's
good. Anyway, go ahead. And to come home.
So the other team was good?
Real good, Stoney. I thought my man was ready for college. He's a freshman, but we got to go to the lab. Feel handy. We coming. We need some work.
Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, man, I'm just saying, okay, for the sake of argument, let's say the Warriors three-peat, right?
Okay.
And let's say Boogie Cousins goes psychotic and goes off. Does that mean Draymond is expendable, or do they re-sign Draymond to keep it all going? And I think if anybody is the X factor, I think it's Boogie Cousins. And definitely, I think if they're going to lay off Draymond, like, why isn't he going to the rack strong and then kicking it out? So I think his foot injury is messing him up right now, and the other teams know he's not 100%. But, you know, if Draymond's healthy and with Boogie in there, I think the Warriors, you know, I know the Warriors are going to be all right. But, you know, Klay does look a little wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. But I'm just wondering, like, if Boogie goes off, do they re-sign Boogie and let Draymond go, or they re-sign both of them?
They got it. Thanks for the call. Unfortunately, if you want to re-sign Cousins and he plays well this year, it's going to cost you Dre and Klay.
Yep. And I think – oh, go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors.
I'm going to be proactive. I think DeMarcus Cousins is going to shock the world. If the Warriors want to do business with them, the fact that they took a chance and gave him an offer and let him come be a part of what they build. No, I'm seriously.
Don't
I think
this.
He might not sacrifice some ends. Take a discount.
Do you understand the discount he's going to have to take? You don't, do you?
But what if what we think he's going to get doesn't come?
Well, then that means he didn't play well.
Wow.
Look, the Warriors are paying DeMarcus Cousins $5.2 million. The only way the Warriors can re-sign him next year is for $6.2 million. Or they got to get rid of guys, get under the cap. All right? So... Boogie Cousins is already mad that he didn't get a big paycheck this past summer. He's not taking $6 million from the Warriors. This is his contract to get $100-plus million. He might not be able to do it. You're right. But this is the year he took less. He ain't taking less anymore. And I think the Warriors and him know that. That's kind of the deal they made.
And I thought of you last night, too, just watching Looney evolve. And we thought the line, or you did, You kind of led the campaign. The line was going to be around the corner for his services. Are we kind of, and I'm not blaming Looney, are we kind of seeing why we were a bit surprised that the line wasn't around the corner?
What do you mean?
Like, he can't be that guy down low, Stoney.
Well, of course he can't be that guy.
But for a minute, we thought he could.
He's a piece. Kevon Looney's a piece. He's not your starting center.
And that's how the Warriors are playing. I feel bad for him, too. He's playing out of position.
Let's go to Chris, 415. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, so there's, boy, your topics keep going. So my first address is the Patrick McCall deal. I heard Gary St. Jean this morning say there's a chance that we could sign that and trade that to Cleveland, maybe for a big man. I don't know. I was looking at their roster. It looks like Tristan Thompson. I don't know if those numbers match. But we definitely need something in the middle. I mean, Draymond's getting beat down. And I love the man. I do. And I love Clay. But the way this looks is they get a signed KD and probably let Draymond go. I mean, there's all kinds of options for him. But that's my opinion. All right, fellas, you have a great day. Much love.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Wow. Well, Tristan Thompson's not coming here.
Why would the Cleveland Cavaliers trade for McCaw? They just signed him to an offer sheet. Either the Warriors match it or they don't. And if they don't, they'll get him for nothing.
And what's the, 72 hours before we find out what the Warriors do?
3 days. I can't think of...
Isn't that funny? He just came out of the woods when it's going bad for the Warriors?
He doesn't want to play for the Warriors either.
No doubt. No doubt. So do you say, if you're Myers and Lacob, like, let's just let the kid resume his basketball career and let him go play ball?
I don't know. All I know is...
This is... Wow, man.
The reason...